This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Why do some people talk during their sleep? Thanks for asking. Imagine yourself tucked snugly under the covers in your bed, anticipating a blissfully restful night's sleep when all of a sudden you're jolted awake by your partner. And as it turns out, they've done that because you were chattering away in your sleep, disturbing their peace and quiet. Now, being rudely awakened in the dead of night is bad enough, but adding the embarrassment of talking in your sleep just compounds the situation. After all, who knows what you've been rambling about? Fear not though, this phenomenon is actually really common and happens to almost everyone. It's called somniloquy. According to a study published in Sleep Medicine in 2010, nearly two-thirds of people talk in their sleep at some point in their lives.
What are the causes behind sleep talking?
Well, at times, somniloquy may be akin to us verbalizing our dreams, but that's not always the case. According to the Sleep Foundation, some evidence indicates that it may at times be related to dreams, but not all sleep talking appears to be closely tied to dream activity. It may be that the habit stems from childhood, given that almost all children chatter in their sleep as part of language learning. As adults, it can sometimes resurface due to major life changes or even stress. Various other factors can also contribute to adult somniloquy, such as sleep apnea or post-traumatic syndrome. It can even be down to disrupted sleep caused by alcohol and stress.
What exactly do people say when they're asleep?
Research has shown that most of the time it's more like mumbling or grunting. The word that's uttered most frequently is no, while about 1 in 10 people throw in a few curse words during their sleep. Sometimes these nocturnal conversations seem almost real, as some of us pause as if we're waiting for a response from a person we're imagining is next to us. Rest assured though, sleep specialists say that what we say during sleep talking is usually disjointed and illogical, offering little insights into our true thoughts or feelings. In other words, there's little chance of us unintentionally revealing a deep secret.
Phew.
How can I put a stop to my nighttime chatter?
Well, first of all, there's no need to really panic about your sleep talking. It's pretty harmless, unless, of course, you're disturbing someone else's sleep. Unfortunately, there's also no magic fix to stop it. Depending on your lifestyle, you might want to cut back on alcohol consumption, avoid late-day caffeine, and try relaxation techniques like yoga or meditation if stress is an issue. If talking in your sleep is still causing significant distress, you may want to seek advice from a sleep specialist, who can then provide you with some strategies to minimize nighttime disruptions. There you have it. Now you know why some people talk during their sleep. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.